Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing, even when I don't. And I like the sound of starting my own business, Walton Goggins Goggle Glasses. But I'm an actor. I don't know what I'm doing. I needed help. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. I didn't even realize I needed a social media calendar. GoDaddy Aero will take your idea that sounds good and make a business that looks like you know what you're doing. GoDaddy Aero can get your business up and running in minutes. You know what that sounds like? It sounds like a plan. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Well, good morning, Rockaholics, and happy Monday. We hope everybody had a sensational weekend. And the Monday is already Mondaying, Steve.
What happened?
I already realized I had my shirt on inside out this morning. I'm like, I'm a mess. I went to the bathroom. I'm like, what am I wearing? So, yeah, it's getting dressed in the dark, you know? A lot of us do it.
Why do you get dressed in the dark if Brad gets up around the same time? I get dressed in the dark because I don't want to wake my wife up. But he gets up for the mornings as well.
The reason is our son Barrett decided to come up and sleep in our bed at about 2 a.m. So you don't want to wake him up. So I kind of had the flashlight out on my cell phone, but... You know, sometimes you just got to let the kid in the bed.
Yeah. You know what? If I could get back to bed quicker, fine. Jump into bed with us.
Does your wife wake up at all when you wake up, or can she sleep through you getting ready in the morning?
No, she does not wake. I don't think she does. She never mentions it. So. But I mean, I get dressed in the laundry room. So I kind of grab more often than not, I just fold the laundry. I leave it on top of the dryer, and I just grab whatever's on top of the dryer, and that's the shirt that I'm wearing today.
That's very nice.
Yeah.
You got a whole system together.
I mean, it's as good as it's going to get. But yeah, I try and get the hell out of the bedroom as quickly as possible, so that way she does not wake
You're
up.
You're a very thoughtful husband.
Well, yeah, I just don't feel like dealing with that kind of crap. No. I don't know if it's thoughtful or if I just don't feel like dealing with that crap.
Well, you're doing the right thing.
Thank you.
Let's get into the Daily Migs download.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Line. I say today it's maybe not national, but it's local. We're really fired up about the Seattle Seahawks day.
Holy cow. We sure are.
Not at first. Man, the Seahawks are now 10-3. Big win over the Atlanta Falcons, 37-9. If you did not watch that game, you're like, damn, those Seahawks just decimated the Falcons. But that first half was very frustrating. It was very boring.
Yeah.
And the half ended at a 6-6 tie, where I think a lot of Seahawks fans, myself included, are like, oh, don't tell me that Sam Darnold is regressing. Don't tell me that other teams have now figured out our offense. Our defense still looked great.
Oh, yeah.
Our offense looked like doo-doo. But then the second half started, and thank you, Rashid Shaheed, with his speed.
A lot of the same things we've seen the last few weeks.
And here's Rashid Shaheed. Big special teams play. Breaking free, and Shaheed all the way to the house. No flags.
No flags. That was awesome.
It was. And then they kept showing, you know, recaps of it throughout the day. And every single time I was just as fired up as when it happened in real time.
Because it looked like nobody touched him.
Oh.
Like, it was almost like as if, like, the Falcons were challenged. Like, I bet we can't touch him and he can score without us even. I mean, it was insane. It was just, like, such a great run.
Oh.
And then the Seahawks ended up scoring 31 points in the second half. It was just a dominant performance in the second half. After the game, people did ask Coach Mike McDonald if he was concerned about the first half. And he had this to say.
Bro, I really don't care.
Okay, he really didn't say that. But he did talk about the big win for our Seattle Seahawks, and he had this to say.
Yeah, I'm really happy and proud of our second half. The guys stacked plays, played complimentary football, played the situations really well. Obviously, the kickoff was great to get a return finally. Man, just really proud of our crew. You know, the mentality we have, the resolve, the connectedness, really great.
He sounds so fired up.
I know. His enthusiasm is oozing.
At first, I'm like, man, dude. You know, grab a Ghost energy drink. But then I realized, oh yeah, he has like a 1-year-old.
Oh,
I bet he's just tired.
He is. Let the man sleep.
Up next for the Seahawks are taking on the Indianapolis Colts. And this could be an interesting game because I think at first a lot of people were nervous about this game. But Daniel Jones got...
Ooh, I know.
Yeah, he got, I think it's his Achilles.
It's not good.
And Achilles, you're done.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Go Hawks. Also, go Mariners, making some bold statements by trading top prospect Harry Ford and pitching prospect Isaac Lyon to the Washington Naturals.
Nationals. Nobody's
for a
natural in baseball.
Hard-throwing lefty reliever by the name of Jose Ferrer. Cal Raleigh locked in behind the plate, so the Mariners are really going all in on bullpen help right now as we push toward 2026. And maybe... just maybe a return to the World Series.
This is our year, right?
Yeah. God.
Kind of a bittersweet one because I think Harry Ford is probably going to be a really good player and he'll probably be a star player for the Washington Nationals. But how does that guy get a chance when you have Cal Raleigh as your starting catcher?
It just makes sense.
It does make sense. And I hope that this Jose Ferrer does a really good job for us. Otherwise, I think some Mariners fans will be like, ah, son of a bitch, we lost a good one.
Dang it.
Hey, the Monday Night Football is tonight. You're going to be able to see the Chargers take on the Eagles. And then the Kraken are at home. Oh, taking on the Minnesota Wild, bro.
What is happening?
It's so bad. I don't know. Everything started off really well at first, and it's just been, I think this is a 5-game losing streak. They lost to Detroit over the weekend. Yeah. It's just frustrating.
This is not our year.
So, no. Go Torrent. Have we given up on the Kraken? Now we're just
yet.
A Seattle Torrent team fan base. All right, as far as weather, hitting a high of 56 degrees, going to rain a little bit today. The DMV is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Unwrapped an acoustic holiday is this Friday, Rockaholics. I know, where is the time going? If you don't have tickets yet, you should get them right now. You can go over to KISW.com and then join us for Brenton Zach from Shinedown.
Yes.
The Pretty Reckless.
Yes.
Daughtry.
Yes.
Mammoth.
Yes.
Hollywood Undead.
Yes.
The list goes on, and it's going to be so much fun. There's also details on some pre-party and post-party at KISW.com.
Wait, that's happening this Friday.
I know.
Yeah.
I know. The pre-party, by the way, is at Tony V's.
How do we already end up this the week of?
Not sure.
This is amazing.
Men's Room's going to be broadcasting live from Tony V's. Get all the info at KISW.com. Through the fabulous Odyssey app, you can leave us a voice message. And over the weekend, we got one of those VMs that was beyond cool.
Earlier this morning, you played a message from someone saying, "What's your hell yeah moment?" And I wanted to share mine because it has to do with your show and your station and Coats for Kids.
Okay, so before we get to it, the hell yeah moment was somebody paid off their mortgage.
Yes.
And made all of us feel like we're just losers.
Yes.
Yes, but we definitely deserving of a hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
All right.
About 5 years ago, I needed to use Operation Warm and Coats for Kids for my kids. And it was a tough time for me, single mom. You're right. It not only helps keep our kids warm, but also it was huge for their confidence. And they were just glowing having a brand new coat. And over the years, I was able to get myself back on my feet. And this year is the first year that I have been able to donate to Coats for Kids. And I donated enough for 4 kids just like I have.
Hold on a second.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
That is awesome.
That is way cool.
So I just want to thank all of you over at KISW and the Washington State Council of Firefighters and Operation Warm for all that you do. It does matter, and I hope more Rockaholics donate. But, yeah, that's my hell yeah moment.
Hell yeah.
That's a good one.
Dude, I'm looking at it right now. We're at $18,249 raised for Coats for Kids. And like she mentioned, $100 is four brand new coats for kids in need because $25 will take care of one kid.
That is so awesome.
And shout out to some Rockhawks, Cameron Jern, $67. $67.
No.
How dare you, Cameron. Timothy Skelton donated $100 as well. William Huggins, $100 too. Larry Bimers, $100. And Mark Vassallo, like we said, $25. Brand new coat for a kid in need. Did that as well.
This is awesome. It's adding up so fast.
Yeah, so our goal is what? $50,000?
$50,000.
Do you think we could get to $20,000 today?
Absolutely.
I mean, hearing that story is pretty incredible.
I believe in our Rockaholics.
What a cool full circle moment to one day having to use Coats for Kids, and now you're able to donate $100 for Coats for Kids.
That is huge.
Absolute.
Hell yeah.
Speaking of which, then, what was your hell yeah moment? If we're talking about hell yeah moments, and that was fun last week when that broke, because we all had stories for what was our hell yeah moment. So you had a whole weekend.
Oh.
What would be yours?
My hell yeah moment from the weekend?
Well, no, from this morning. I don't care.
It's a little early. Probably my hell yeah moment from the weekend was going to the Lion King on Friday night. We took Barrett and we rode the light rail down. I will just say, like, his favorite part of the whole experience was the light rail.
Why?
Because he just loves any sort of, like, train, vehicle,
okay,
anything neat.
Yeah.
So that was his favorite. That was Barrett's hell yeah moment for sure. But mine was just the Lion King in general. I was so blown away by it. And I haven't been to a musical in several years. Mm-hmm. And it was just fan-freaking-tastic. Cannot recommend it enough.
At the Paramount.
Yes.
Paramount's a great spot.
Oh, my
for
gosh.
Concerts and for theater.
Yeah, I probably cried like four times. It was really magical.
Did you cry on the light rail?
No.
I heard you had an interesting ride back.
We did.
Can you tell us?
I can. So we sat down in these seats, and there was an older gentleman in front of Barrett and I. Barrett sitting in my lap, and he kind of had that, like, classic old man smell that you just know it.
Like,
you know musky? What I'm talking about?
Like musky?
Yeah, just kind of that, like, old, kind of crusty smell.
Smell like old Werther's?
And, of course, Barrett is a loud talker, and he's like, I don't like the way it smells back here. Oh, and I'm like, okay, buddy, keep your voice down. And he's like, yeah, but it smells really bad back here. So then he's plugging his nose, and I'm like, just breathe out of your mouth, buddy. You're doing great. Breathe out of your mouth. The dude next to us is now, like, laughing, shoulder shaking, because he's watching Barrett. All of a sudden, Barrett is covering his mouth and his nose, so he's not breathing at all. I'm like, buddy, you have to breathe.
Does the old guy know that this is going on?
I don't think the old guy could hear very well, Steve. Thank goodness.
Thank God.
It was really funny. So that was like the hell yeah 2.0 moment.
Hell yeah.
The Daily Mix Show.
We would love to give you a hell yeah. So if you have a hell yeah moment that is deserving of one of those hell yeahs, you can call 206-803-ROCK right now, and we will celebrate your hell yeah moment. Call 206-803-ROCK, and we'll take your calls after Foo Fighters.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. TNCs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
What is happening in your world right now that is deserving of a hell yeah?
Hell yeah.
If you are having a hell yeah moment, we want you to call 206-803-ROCK so we can celebrate with you. Steve Miggs, we have someone on hold who's having a full circle moment from the world of sports, and we're going to get his story in just a moment. But first, it's Emma in Seattle. Emma, what is your hell yeah moment?
So Steve is really going to like this story. My wife and I have been going through infertility treatment for the last year and a half. We did 6 IUIs, one round of IVF. And last week, we finally got our our positive pregnancy test.
Let's go.
Woo! Hell yeah.
Oh, my goodness. I know that feeling all too well. And I'm so happy to hear that for you guys.
Thank you. I love that you share yours and Sid's story. And it means a lot to have it, you know, have stories like these shared publicly. So thank you so much. And overall, I love your guys' show so much. What gets me going every morning.
And I'm glad you said that, because I remember when my wife and I were going through the fertility stuff. It's weird because you feel like you're alone. You're the only person in the entire world that's going through this, even though there are clinics and there are people out there that do it. But it takes like a few people to talk about it. And for me, it was I remember Casey, who used to work with Bob Rivers and was on Q13 Fox.
Yeah.
She also wrote a piece, I think, on Fox's website about her struggles. And it was around the time that we were going through it. And that was like one of those moments where I'm like, man, reading that. It doesn't make you feel better, but it makes you feel like you're not alone in something that's just really like a mental, it's a mind F to go through this. And I'm so happy to
and
hear.
And it's not something wrong with me. It's wide all over the whole population. Our doctor would petition to Olympia to try to get it covered automatically by all insurances, because the CDC and FDA have broadened the definition of infertility, and it affects so many more people than we all know.
Yeah, and for those that don't know, that treatment's not cheap.
No. And I refuse to add up how much we spent, because I'm sure it's well over $70,000.
And I'm not here to start any gender wars with you, but at least I'm happy that you didn't have to go to the collection room like I had to go through with that when I had to do the IVF stuff, because there's nothing weirder than going into a room and then going back to see a nurse with a brown bag.
Okay.
I can't imagine.
But
congratulations,
hell yes, yeah, man,
Emma.
That's so great.
That is so,
so
fantastic. 206-803-ROCK. Give us a call and tell us about your hell yeah moment. Tony, you're in Bremerton today. What is going on in your world that is deserving of a hell yeah?
So I got two of them. One's just an honorable mention, but right now the main important thing is Friday. I got a call saying that from my old past head rugby coach, he's going to be stepping down, that I got the position to be the head coach for the youth rugby team on the Kitsap side. So I'm pretty excited about that.
Hell yeah.
Dude, that's awesome. You got to be fired.
And I'm super fired up, because I played rugby my whole for the same youth program, and I couldn't be more excited to give back to these kids and just ready to coach them, start winning some games.
Real quick before you get to your honorable mention, I'm just curious, what was the weirdest injury or weirdest moment that happened during rugby? We've heard some strange stories of body parts being touched and things like that, because it's a very physical sport.
Oh yeah, I've seen some bones get broken.
Ooh.
And they're pretty gross, but I think it had to be with me mostly. I got a concussion myself, I think my second game ever playing rugby. I had no idea what I was even doing out there, and I put myself in a bad position and got smacked so hard. And I just don't even remember anything.
Ooh.
But my honorable mention, though, because I had to bring this up, because it's a very good hell yeah moment. I'm a bald guy. I'm a fellow bald guy like Steve. And I wasn't too aware of his wrestling game. And I go on his Instagram yesterday, and I see him winning his belt in front of the crowd. I guess he's a heel. I guess you're a heel, right?
Yes, I am.
And, man, when you rubbed your head and flicked your sweat on the crowd, oh, my God.
Dude, because the crowd will always make fun of me for being bald, so I got to find different ways to, like, incorporate that. So I'll rub my sweat, and I'll flip the sweat at the fans that flip me off, or I'll rub the sweat off my head, and I'll chop somebody in the chest. That gets people really pissed off. It's a lot of fun.
Oh, man, I never knew you did that. So now, as a fellow bald guy, I think I have to use that now.
Hell yeah.
Right on, Tony.
Just speaking of bald, there was a guy at our church. He came over to me. He was wearing a hat. He lifted up his hat. He goes, "Join the club." And I was like, yeah. He shaved it. He's like, "I was going bald. I finally said screw it." And he shaved his whole head off.
Look at you. You're just recruiting left and right.
I'm just an inspiration.
You are.
Hell yeah.
The Daily Migs Show.
You could have your very own hell yeah moment today if you can beat Steve Migs. 380 wins he has, 130 losses, and 105 ties so far this year. Call 206-803-ROCK to play Beat Migs at 650.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.